Now we could, for part B, we're talking about the best bond or the bond choices that you have available as part of the best bond strategy. And for this presentation, we're just doing the confidence indicator, which is the top chart, and then we're showing the two component indicators down underneath it. The confidence indicator is the ratio of FAGIX versus VUSTX, that is capital and income versus long-term treasury bond funds. The pertinent data on that is that FAGIX is yielding currently 6.1% and the VUSTX is yielding 3.9%. So if you're yield-oriented and conservative, as we have discussed in the past, if the confidence indicator is rising, then you really want to be in go for the 6.1%, even though the quality of the bonds is somewhat less. In the terms of the alternate scenario, you can see that the VUSTX has now fallen back down to its moving average and it's going lower, and it may go even lower during whatever this rally is going to be, because nobody really believes that they're going to have a relapse as long as the Federal Reserve is pumping money into the system. You can see that the rise in the VUSTX, which has kept its capital gains and its income, occurred as we were getting ready as we were approaching what was going to become a correction top, and that was because people assumed that there was going to be a double dip. And then the turnover, the double top at the VUSTX, and then the breakdown occurred after the Federal Reserve calmed nerves. That's if you look back in at the November of 08 low, you can see that's also true. When the crisis appeared, the VUSTX drove itself up, and then as the Federal Reserve started to make it clear that they were on the ball, and they were going to start to go to a stimulus program, you can see that gradually the VUSTX lost. So it's just pretty much true that it's just sort of an inverse relationship, and that's all you can say for that one. And what we're going to see in all probability is just a continuation in the rise of the confidence indicator, because we're getting a new T, and that means that FAGIX is the winner and the VUSTX is the loser. The interesting thing that came up, which is one of the reasons I wanted to break the funds down into their individual components, is that the manager of FAGIX, who's been there for a long time, says that he believes that the high-yield bond funds, which are also known as junk bond funds, are fully valued. And so under his charter, he is available to go, I think it's up to about 20% in high-yield common stocks. And that's indicative of the fact that people are starting to go into a mode where they're seeing the recovery has a better chance to come, so they're becoming more stock-oriented. It's only 20%, and I expected this to do reasonably well and so forth. But it is an interesting juncture, and it does show that there's a mind shift going on. Looking out further, if expectations are that we're basically going to go into the year in the April time period, or if you go with a gold T, it would be in the June time period, you reach a top in this sort of thing, that which is the top for the four-year cycle, then at that time, the yield on the VUSTX, which is currently 3.9%, should have increased, and it should be at a bottom pattern, and then you can start the reverse scenario for what would be the downside for the four-year cycle going into late 2012 or early 2013. So it's a ping pong match between going back between the two. And while this is going up, make sure that this one is coming down and the yield is getting more attractive. The yield on this bond fund is only 3.9%, whereas the 30-year Treasury bonds have a yield which is coming up to like 4.4%. And the reason for that is that the duration of this bond fund, typically they buy a lot of long-term bonds, but they're always maturing, so the average maturity is about 20 years, 18 to 20 years. And as you bring the maturity down, the yield that you get is somewhat less, because but they're not so volatile. So The other thing that you look for is that if the treasury bond yield is is getting up to 4.4% and the bonds go down, the yield will rise up to maybe towards 5%. What you'd really like to do is buy the high yield at 5% when it's topping out, because 5% then starts to look good if you don't have any other investment options. So it's just a temporary favoritism to FHEIX, and the treasury bonds are doing their own thing about trying to get reset for a good buying opportunity, probably in 6 months or something like that. Okay, that's it for now. Now we're going to move on to my gold, which is the other interesting aspect. And you remember that I said that if you had a good forecast for these two kinds of bonds, gold and the S&P 500, you could pretty well decide exactly what you're going to do as far as what the strategy is going to be, where you're going to put your money in the various sectors, and then you can narrow it down after that. So we'll now be back with the gold next in part C.